Welcome to Small Business Quick Wins, presented by Thrive. This podcast is exclusively designed for small business leaders like you. Prepare to get invaluable insights from every episode, equipped with actionable tips made for immediate implementation in your business. Tune in as we feature firsthand lessons from fellow small business owners and thought leaders. I'm your host, Jay Schwedelson. Over the last 25 years, I've grown multiple small businesses that have generated over $300 million in revenue. Along the way, I've learned pitfalls to avoid and quick wins that can transform your business immediately. I'm excited to share it all. So if you're ready to win on Main Street, let's dig into this episode. Welcome back to Small Business Quick Wins, presented by Thrive. There is one specific way that if you communicate whatever it is that you're trying to sell, your product or your service, that it will generate more interest than any other way. And that way is speaking to people's wallets, right? When you can communicate that whatever it is that you are selling, the product or service, will either save them a lot of money in the long run or cost less than if they go to some other business to try to get the same service, that is when people pay attention, because we are all focused on saving some money. And the sooner that you can communicate that whatever it is that you are putting out there, your product or service, is going to cost less or is going to save that person and that household money, the faster that you are going to see interest. What do I mean by that? So for example, let's say you are sending out emails to your list that you have. And when you send out these emails, the subject lines had things like this. Let's say you were either an HVAC company or you were a plumbing business, okay? And your subject line said things like this: cut utility costs with our HVAC services, or avoid surprise repair bills with a maintenance plan. What are you really saying? You're saying, whoa, if you take advantage of what it is that we're promoting, you might save a little bit of money. Or slash your water bills with our plumbing inspections. Extend the life of your HVAC system and save money, right? You are speaking to the person's wallet. In email specifically, when your subject line speaks to the person's wallet, just like the examples I gave you, it will increase the percentage of people that are opening up your emails by over 30%. And then when they get to your website, you want to reiterate the same thing right there on the homepage in big bold letters. Your headline wants to speak to the person's wallet. And then they go to the form. You want to repeat it again and speak to the person's wallet. Now, the next level of speaking to somebody's wallet is a comparative cost analysis. This is really how you can elevate the interest in your products or services. So when you provide a comparison cost of something, right, all of a sudden the person's like, ooh, I really understand what it is that they're promoting. So something like, let's say your headline on your website said something like, stop overpaying, new HVAC systems pay for themselves in just 2 years. You are telling the person exactly what's going to happen, the advantage, the cost savings they're going to get by taking advantage of your product or service. Do you think that that's better? Or do you think it's better saying, get a new HVAC today? Which one do you think is more compelling? But you can go even further. What if you were even more specific? Things like this: save $200 annually, upgrade to a high efficiency HVAC system today. And now you're telling the person exactly how much money they're going to save, right? Cut repair costs by 50%, invest in a new water heater and save. Or new HVAC units save $150 a month on energy bills. See the difference, right? Old AC units cost you an extra $300 a year. Upgrade now and start saving. You want to be as specific as humanly possible, and you want to tie it in to speaking to the person's wallet. This is how you generate interest. If you just go out to market and say, we're the best company, we provide the best service, we have a 24-hour emergency hotline, we have the best reviews, you know what? So does everybody else. How does that make you stand out? what is in it for me, the recipient of whatever it is that you're promoting? How do I say, go home and say, you know what? We need to get a new HVAC. We need to do this with our plumbing. We need to take advantage of this offer. How do I jump in on that? It's when I see real cost savings that it can relate to me, it can relate to my wallet, can relate to my household and say, yes, this is a great idea. All right, I want to share with you the stat that blew my mind on this topic. But before I do, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Thrive. If you don't know Thrive, you should. You should take a moment because small business owners, thousands of them across the country, leverage Thrive as their all-in-one small business software. Listen, you're very busy. You have a lot going on. You don't have time to manage all the inbound form submissions that you're getting or social media requests that you're getting or phone calls or SMS messages or replies to emails. Thrive does that all for you. Small businesses run better on Thrive. They have everything you need to communicate effectively and manage your day-to-day and grow your business in one place. If you want to check out Thrive, all you got to do is go to thrive.com. That's thryv.com. Check it out. I strongly endorse it. All right. Now, here's the stat that blew my mind related to speaking to people's wallet. We got into a little bit on comparative costs, right? Where we're actually saying your new HVAC unit will save you $150 a month on your energy bills, right? You're comparing what you're currently paying to what will happen if you take advantage of this thing that we are promoting. Now, here's the wild part. Comparative costs analysis offers, when you're offering something in this comparative cost mode, okay, it generates a 60% higher average conversion rate than standard offers. What that means is when somebody goes to your site and they see you or your headline, your lead offer is a comparative cost. Do this, you'll save this much money versus what you are currently doing. Right? That comparative cost analysis, that generates a 60% higher conversion in terms of people converting and taking advantage of your offers than just a standard offer because it appeals to their wallet, it appeals to what's in it for them, and it is specific. That is how you win. So if you haven't really gone deep on this idea of purposely speaking to the wallet, I think you're missing out. It's an easy shift in mindset and one that works incredibly well. All right, thanks so much for being here for Small Business Quick Wins presented by Thrive. And give the show a follow and a review, and we'll see you soon. Well, that was fun and great news. You got way more where that came from. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episodes each week for more actionable tips from today's top small business leaders. And hook us up with a 5-star review if you got at least one new idea you may consider using. Lastly, if you want to ensure you never miss a message from your customers again, check out thrive.com/wins to get your free account with Command Center today.